Hotel Du Barry, written by Leslie Truffle and read by Willow Nash. Some abandoned babies are dumped on charity hospital doorsteps. Others are found in dreary department stores or on grubby railway station platforms. But the infant known as the Hotel Du Barry baby was found pegged to a clothesline. Not just any clothesline either, for this one was situated in the laundry courtyard of the magnificent pile known as the Hotel Du Barry. A hotel so awe-inspiring and adept in the art of pampering that it featured regularly in the secret reveries of London's poorest citizens. Pegged firmly and securely, the baby was swaying in the morning breeze. The flapping wet sheets shielded her from the early morning glare and probably gave her a sense of containment and security. Indeed, her cheerful demeanour suggested she was enjoying herself. Inquiring minds are probably asking, exactly how does one humanely hang a baby on a clothesline? Easy. Pay attention, madam, lest you be desirous of abandoning your own bawling brat one fine day. You must first acquire an enormous pair of ladies' pantaloons. They should be the sort of knickers that women of a certain age and a certain size might furtively purchase in one of the better emporiums. Preferably in quality cotton with just a hint of creamy lace, large, commodious and soft to the touch. The sort of undergarment favoured by your grandmother or your elderly maiden aunt. It should be noted that sexual disappointment is often the precursor to shapeless beige foundation garments. Getting back to technique, you simply slip the naked baby into the voluminous undergarment and tie the excess fabric into two knots, one at each side. The infant's legs must dangle free while the accommodating gusset keeps the baby upright. An excess of large nappy pins makes the parcel secure. Ideally, the waistband should fit snugly under the baby's armpits, yet still permit a degree of freedom. For the swaddling of babies is right up there with feminine foot binding, cruel and unnecessary. The undergarment is then tied firmly by the knotted fabric to the clothesline and wooden clothes pegs attached to keep the cradle safe and anchored. Enough. For who the hell wants to read about orphans, when instead we could be indulging in story time? Besides, Charles Dickens cornered the market on plucky orphans when Oliver Twist politely stated, "Please, sir, I want some more." Don't we all, my dears?